Hello. Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to ByteRadio.me's Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. For network or show information, visit www.ByteRadio.me or call 843-808-0777. And now, the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show with your host, Robert Sharp.
Good day, everyone, and thank you for joining us for this, our last show of 2017. Today, my very special guest is clairvoyant Roy Worley, and this is our traditional year-end show. We're going to talk just a little bit about what Roy sees maybe for the upcoming year or just an evaluation of this past year, and then we'll be taking callers. And if you want to call in, you can dial 619-789-4359, and Roy will be answering one question per caller. So if you want to find out more about Roy, visit his website, which is www.royworleypsychic.com, and I have a direct link to his website in the show page description. So with that, I want to welcome Roy to the show. Hello, Roy.
Hello, Robert. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Can't believe it, but this is the seventh year in a row we've been doing this.
Yes, it seems like just the other day we did the last New Year's show.
I know.
I mean, this year it's whiplash almost. So,
I know.
It's time to do this again.
I know, and you've talked about time speeding up, but this one just seems
absolutely to be record. Yes, yes, yes. And interesting, you should mention that right away. It's like I remember back in 97 thinking, well, you know, it can't get any faster than it is right now. Boy, was I wrong about that. So in 2015, that was the first year I really just didn't know where it went. And then 2016, I was describing as 2015 on steroids, and this 2017 literally was just, you know, a blinding flash. It was over so quickly. So
I know it's amazing.
Yeah.
So do you think this is going to continue on into 18?
Absolutely.
Even
this 2018
faster?
Energy that started coming in around the week after Thanksgiving is already just ramping up. And people that I've been speaking with that I've known for, you know, years and years are talking about, you know, Roy, this is coming in even more strongly than it did last year, I feel. So I had to agree with them. So, well, just this 2018 is going to be a very interesting year, as 2017 was never a year like 2017. And I think I've had more people this year say, you know, I can't wait for 2017 to be gone, to be done with. It's been such a, you know, a tumultuous, particularly with the political climate. You know, no matter what affiliation you are, it's just been hard on everyone, I believe.
It has been. And of course, with the midterm elections coming up next year, I mean, it's going to be nonstop for sure.
It will be, yes, sir. So people are gearing up and digging in and, yep, catching the wave.
Exactly. Now, I expect that this time of year, it seems that people are starting to book for their New Year's reading
now, aren't they? Oh, yeah, I've already started doing those. Some people that I've known for a while like to go ahead and get in early before, you know, the crunch happens in January and early February. So, yeah, I'm already doing those.
Good. Okay. Well, for the people who have not heard you before, they've tuned into my show at all, they will have. But for those who haven't, can you talk to us a little bit about, you know, how you do reading?
Yeah. How I came to be.
How you came to be, so to speak.
Well, I know you remember I started doing, like, full-blown readings when I was around 8 years old. And growing up in South Carolina was, you know, a really oddball place. To our knowledge, no one in the family had ever been psychically gifted. But I remember at age 8 just noticing that everybody I met, you know, all my family members seemed to have a different energy or vibration. And at that age, I didn't even have a word for it, but I recognized that all I had to do was pay attention to each person's uniqueness. And information about that person specifically would just come into my head. So I was telling both grandmothers names of people they had forgotten probably 15, 20 years beforehand, exact circumstances that had occurred with those people. Well, they were both your stereotypical Southern Baptist ladies. So that kind of scared them a little bit. So they started taking me to church 4 and 5 times a week, and that kind of scared me a little bit. So I don't know who scared who the most, but it was probably a drop. But, yeah, so, yeah, by the time I was 11, my dad, who was a city policeman, on some weekends would take me down to the police department, and I would do readings for his police buddies. Well, they just kind of thought it was novel. Well, after a while, they started calling in the middle of the week, let me speak with Roy, and I'd get on the phone, and this or that's going on with the wife or the kids or the job. So the accuracy of the information was there from the very beginning. As an adult, I learned that any of us who wants to strengthen our own intuition, the best way to do that is to just trust and believe in the information when it comes in. Well, I know to not believe in it and to not trust it. I thought that if it came through, then that's exactly the way it was. And so that's how I shared it with people. So by the time I was 13, I learned that I could completely turn it off. And wanted to do that because it's like I noticed that it made some people uncomfortable and actually scared some other people. So I did that. So I went years and years and years and didn't tune into anything at all. It just, you know, was dormant. And went through college in 3 years and taught school and quit teaching in 1987. I was teaching in Anchorage, Alaska, and just to do readings. So moved to San Diego. Never advertised my readings. I'd do a reading for one person, and they'd not only come back, but send typically, rule of thumb, 2 or 3 additional people. So in 6 months, I had a pretty stable, steady, phone ringing every day client base. So,
yep.
And the rest,
yep.
That was like 30 years ago, almost 31 years ago.
Yeah, crazy. Now, you do use psychometry pictures. So people who are remote can either can email you pictures and that kind of thing.
Yes, they can. I have a whole file cabinet filled with nothing but photographs of people.
Yeah.
Some of those people, I did their first reading in 1987. And have never met those people, and they still call back 31 years into this, and you know, so that's a pretty good track record, I think, for the psychometry.
Yeah.
It works very well, I found.
Exactly, and I just want to let people know that on your website, on the readings tab, in the readings page, is a video of you explaining in detail what that's all about, so people can go to your website and check that out. Okay, great. So how about if we start taking calls? We've got quite a few
That'll
people
be just great.
In the queue.
Certainly.
Okay. We'll go ahead and start with Bryn from New York City. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Bryn.
Hey, hi.
Bryn, how do you spell your
name,
Roy?
Sure,
hi.
Roy. It's B-R-Y-N, Bryn.
Okay. I have not come across another Bryn before, to my knowledge or recollection.
Yeah, no, it's not it's a Welsh name.
My mother's
from Wales. She's Welsh, so, yeah.
Okay. And you're in the New York area?
Yeah, New York City, Manhattan.
Okay,
yeah.
Had a really good several days in Manhattan one time.
Oh, good. Yeah, it's an electric city, I like to call it. It's an electric city.
Yeah. So, Bryn, you have a question?
Yeah, my question is there any kind of message that I need to hear, if it's okay to ask that?
Oh, it certainly is. And if you don't mind letting me just bring in what's already free-flowing,
yep.
One of the first things I notice is you have a good, strong, healthy, high vibration. That always lets me know that whomever I'm speaking with that has that, they're somewhat of, I like to describe it as a more evolved, more spiritually conscious individual than most. That one of the byproducts of having that high vibration, Bren, is that it gives one a greater sensitivity to other people and other people's energies.
Right.
Now,
tell me about it.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Now, it can be at times somewhat overwhelming. Now, do you remember what was going on with you in the years 95 and 96? That was a little over 20 years ago. Feels like there was
I was living at that time up in Massachusetts.
Okay.
I was living in Cambridge, Massachusetts, because I got there in Massachusetts at around the end of 93. So I was in this house with some roommates, and but the details of those years, you know, it's got me, you know. I don't know. I just know that period of time of work.
Well, it feels like during that period of time, you were influenced in ways that really dictated almost like a changing of your life course or life path during that specific 2-year period. And was there, do you remember if there was a major love relationship going on at that time?
No.
Okay.
I don't remember that happening.
Okay, that's okay.
Yeah.
That's all right. But those 2 years were coming through specifically. So, and another thing that comes through is that the last 2.5, 3 years at the outside, you should have had a recurring thought or idea, that being, you know, Bren, there's something you're supposed to be doing, but you just don't know what it is.
Right. You're right on with that.
One, and it should have been just really bugging you.
You're right.
Like a feeling, you know, it's just under your skin that you just, you know, nothing you can specifically put your finger on. Now, I'm thinking this will make sense to you without having to go into a whole lot of detail, because I can't today.
No.
But time has been speeding up.
Yes.
So, in essence, you completed everything that you needed to complete karmically about 3 years ago. And we're just waiting for that calendar date for your lack of karma to catch up with that date on the calendar that was, you know, it was supposed to be more timely for you to do all that. And then, you know, things are going to start coming your way. To me, I'll be really surprised if this 2018, by the time we get into April, May time framing, so that comes through with a great clarity that, you know, it's going to, you know, you see in the cartoons where the light bulb pops up over the guy's head, and, you know, it's going to kind of be like, oh, my gosh, this is what that guy on New Year's Eve was talking about. So I encourage you to do this. Pay attention to things that seem kind of oddball, kind of off the wall. Like, oh, my gosh, that's ridiculous. Why, guides, are you nudging me to do this?
All right.
For example, you might get up one morning and, you know, you are compelled to go down to the grocery and get a quart of milk. But you just bought a half a gallon of milk yesterday. You know, it's in the fridge. But they're going to not let up. You finally say, okay, I'm going down to Kroger. So you get down there and, you know, get over the dairy case and bump into somebody who, you know, it was preordained that you connect with for some reason. But that would be a situation that would not have happened without some of your, you know, guides intervening there.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Yes.
And also, in the last 6 months, particularly 6 to 9 months, have you noticed that your sleep pattern has shifted?
Yes. Yeah, I don't easily get into sleep like I used to. It comes and goes some night, you know. It's shifted, yeah, for sure. Yep.
Well, would you also agree that you seem to be waking up during the hours of 2 a.m. and 4 a.m.?
Yes, that happens quite regularly. Yes.
Okay, that comes through to me as that is the time that the veil between you and your guides is the thinnest. And that's the time where they most easily can communicate with you more directly, I guess is the best way to put it.
Okay.
So when you wake up and you look at the clock and, oh, my gosh, it's 2:18, just get kind of snuggly and real comfortable and shuffle your pillow till it's comfortable and say, okay, boys, what do you want to tell me?
Okay, I will do that. Yeah, all
and
right.
If you listen, you will know that the information that comes into your head, you'll say, oh, my gosh, Bryn would not have thought of that.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? You just got a chill, didn't you?
Yeah, no, because that's been happening. You know, I've been waking up at those hours for a while. You know?
Exactly. Yes, sir. That was what was coming through. Well, listen, buddy, I've enjoyed every minute of talking with you, but we've got them lined up and backed up today.
No, I will do that.
And listen, go online and I'd like for us to talk further at some point.
Okay. Yeah, that's a deal.
And you might want to give Robert your contact number for you if you'd like.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Okay. Nice talking with you.
Nice talking with you, Roy. Have a happy New Year. Thank you for your
buddy.
Reading.
Thanks.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Yeah. Bye.
Okay. Great. Perfect. Okay. Well, that's good. Yeah. Let's go ahead and go right on to the next one. And the next one is Donna from California. Hey, Donna.
Hi, Robert. Thank you. And hi, Roy.
Hello, Donna. Did I speak with you last year as well?
I think it was in the beginning of last year, yes.
I thought so. Yes, ma'am. I have noticed my whole life that I will remember people's vibrations and sometimes forget their names.
Oh.
But, everybody's vibration is as unique to them, and yours had a very familiar feel to it. And if I remember correctly, I asked you, where was your closest In-N-Out burger?
Lita, that's funny.
Okay.
I hope to get a reading with you next year, the beginning of, in January.
Honey, that'll be just fine. That will be delightful.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you, do you see for 2018 a relationship coming in for me and more money? Because these are two things that I struggle with.
Yeah. Well, you know what, honey? I 2018, as it comes through, this will be one of the way it comes through is this might be one of the best years you've ever had. Now,
wow,
you seem to be integrating and acclimating to the 2018 energy. So, do you remember the week after Thanksgiving, Donna, that you being very, very tired? Do you remember that by chance? You might have even been sick or under the weather.
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
Well, honey, that's what they were showing me. Now, people with the higher vibrations, like yourself, we tune into the incoming and energy and energy shifts more quickly than other folks seem to. And this 2018 coming in, the people I know with the high vibration say, Roy, I was knocked down. I had to take a nap every day for like 2 weeks. So, and, you know, blah, blah. And it seems that we integrate and acclimate most easily during our sleep state or when we're, you know, not physically, you know, involved in things. So yeah, I'm going to stick my neck out and say start. There's a word I want you to, like, consciously, like, incorporate into your everyday, day-to-day, Donna.
Okay.
And, honey, that word is expect. E-X-P-E-C-T.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to start expecting good things to come to you. Expect more money to be in your account. Expect person. You know, there's a lot of power and energy behind those six letters, particularly for you.
Yeah.
You know, you put you in that anticipatory state, and, you know, you're just waiting on that to happen, and that seems to have the impact of actually speeding things up in your reality. You know, time is very fluid. So, yeah. Okay. Now, have you been a little more tired than usual, not just factoring in the holidays and everything recently?
Yes, I think so. Yeah, a little more sedentary and, yeah.
Yeah, and like you had just can't, don't have the energy for whatever reason.
Yes.
Okay. And also, in the last 3-4 months, has there been a dietary change with you of some type?
Well, the last 3 months I wasn't doing very well, but now I'm back on the diet and I'm doing well.
Okay,
yeah.
Honey. Well, they were wanting to ask because it's like, you know, that 3-month period came through 3-4 months specifically. So, yeah, were you kind of beating yourself up over it?
Yeah.
Okay, honey. Like every day. Well, see, that's like the worst thing to do.
I know.
Just don't do that anymore, honey. Just hug you, love you, and say you'll do better tomorrow.
Yep.
So,
okay.
All right. Well, honey, listen, I'd be delighted.
Thank
I'd
you,
love
Roy.
To visit with you for a length of time when next month.
Happy New Year's.
You too, honey. I'm glad you called.
Thank you, Roy.
Thank you. Happy
enjoy
New
your
year.
Day.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I knew I remembered her. It's like, you know,
yeah,
that energy is very distinct vibration, so.
Yeah, you've told me that you could have 5 John Smiths in front of you, but
this is true. And if you knew one John Smith and somebody else knew another John, one of those 5 John Smiths, you would ask me about one, I'd get information about that John Smith. That other person asked me about their John Smith, I'd get information about that John Smith.
Exactly.
So have the exact name.
And we've got a lot of people lining up, so I just want to let people know that we're going to try to get through as many as we can. But if you don't get through, definitely go to the Roy's website and book yourself a session where you can get some real private and very direct attention. Okay, so the next caller we have, Roy, is Rose from New Jersey.
Okay. Hi, Roy.
Hello, Rose. How are you today?
Doing great. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, I'm glad to speak with you. Want to point out right away, as soon as you said hello, you emanate just a very strong, potent maternal energy. Do you know that about yourself, don't you?
No.
Well, you do, honey. You do. It's just like, you know, come here and let me take care of you. It's a very nurturing energy. Maybe that's a better way to grab it.
Oh, okay. Yes, I do like to help people all the time.
See, honey, even your friends, they got something going on. Some guy did this. Rose is the first call they're going to make. Have you seen that happen?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Did you have a question?
Yeah, I'm calling about work. I've been looking for work, and I'm starting a temp job next week, and that's wonderful. I'm happier for that, but I really am looking for a direct hire job. And
yeah.
I applied for one, and I had 2 phone interviews already for the same job.
Mm-hmm.
But then the holidays came, and I haven't heard anything.
Let me tell you, during the holidays up through the 22nd of December, we were in a period called Mercury retrograde. Are you familiar with that? So you know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yes.
So that fouls up, impacts, influences. See, I want you to attitudinally look at it this way, I'm so happy I didn't get a job offer during that Mercury retrograde, because it would have blown up in my face. It would have fouled up.
Think about that.
Now, see, that's what I'm talking about, attitudinally. And see, you're one of those people that I would place in probably, I'm thinking, the top 5 to 10% of everybody I've ever met, that your attitude markedly influences what unfolds in your reality. That's a good thing if you have an awareness of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would encourage you to start attitudinally looking at, you know, I'm going to get a much, much better job and job offer since we're putting that Mercury retrograde in my rearview mirror. I don't have to deal with those influences anymore. Now, right then, right this minute, did you feel that little blip, blip, blip right in your chest?
No.
Okay, well, it came through the phone. That's right behind your heart chakra. And it comes through to me kind of like you remember the old biorhythm waves? That's what I sense it as. And that's always, I interpret that to mean that there's recognition of that information at the core of that person, whomever I'm speaking with. So that came through that way with you. So I'd start just every day, just, okay, I know it's coming. I feel it coming. You know, that job's coming. But I have a good feeling about this temp job coming up, and that I'm thinking that might lead to something long-term.
I don't know. Only for a few months, because somebody's out on maternity leave, and
yeah,
they'll probably come back. Yeah.
Okay, well, honey, see, right there you're putting roadblocks into your...
No, that's the truth. The maternity leave that I'm filling in for.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But, I mean, I would open up to the possibility of something permanent for you coming out of that situation, not necessarily that person's job.
Right. Could be another job at the same company.
Yes, exactly.
I see.
So, okay. Well, listen, we have people lined up today, Rose.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Well...
Happy New Year, Rose.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Okay, yeah, that's one of the things about temporary jobs is, you know, they could lead to something else or could meet someone in the process.
Yeah,
so it's really important to have a positive.
But, you know, component of things really happening for a reason, so.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, the next caller is one of my favorite
people. It's break time, though, isn't it, Robert?
Oh, okay, yeah, let me go ahead and do that. Yeah, let me go ahead and take that break. Everybody stay tuned, we'll be right back after this brief break.
Hello, this is Robert Sharp. I want to thank you for joining us and hope you are enjoying today's show. Just a reminder that we have a wealth of information and resources available on our website, www.biteradio.me. There is a calendar of upcoming shows, along with an archive link that will give you access to more than 1,200 shows we have had over the past 7 years. Also on the site are links to the products and services we provide, books, greeting cards, photography, and a wellness store. Our show is available as a free podcast on iTunes, and you can subscribe for free at the iTunes Store, or even quicker, there is a link on our website homepage. We are also on many social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, etc., and we also have buttons to those platforms on the top of our homepage. Our website, www.biteradio.me, has much for you to explore and enjoy. I also very much appreciate you supporting our guests, and especially today's guest. And now, back to the show.
Hello.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for staying with us. Again, today my special guest is Roy Worley. This is our year-end show. I always like to say the best for last, and this is a tradition that we have over the last 7 years. Again, everyone, go ahead and set yourself up a reading with Roy for the new year. It's a great way to start off the year. He does get busy around this time of year, but definitely do yourself a favor and start it off right. I do have his office phone number, 843-808-0777, and that's in the show page description. And also in the show page description is a link to his website, which is www.royworleypsychic.com. Okay. All right, Roy. So are we ready to continue?
Yes, I am.
All right. Let me see here if I can get my...
Robert, do you have any Geminis out there I could talk with?
Nah, she's going to know I talked to you. Yeah, the next caller is Teresa from Michigan, Gemini mode. And I
hey,
have to
Teresa,
let you
honey, you know I couldn't help that, don't you?
That was great. I'm like, oh, my God, is this picking up on? I'm like, no, they talked about it.
My Scorpio jumped up is what happened with your Gemini. But I have a Gemini moon myself, so I kind of am partial to Geminis also. So, yes. So how are you doing?
I'm good. It's such a pleasure to meet you and talk
well,
to Robert,
well,
and I get to talk to you.
Well, you as well. So.
Thank you.
And you're located where again?
I'm in Michigan.
Okay. Yeah. Wow, it's cold up there right now, isn't it?
It's frigid. Very frigid.
Yes. Well, I lived in Anchorage, Alaska for 3 years. And in that 3 years, I figured out that hell is not hot. Hell is cold. Honestly.
That is good.
And after that,
that
I moved
good.
To San Diego. I figured I deserved that. I owed myself that. So yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You have such a pleasant, kind of like soft, billowy energy that comes through. So you seem to put people at ease. Did you ever think about being a therapist or a psychologist or anything along those lines?
Yes. I wanted
Honey?
To study that originally. And then I was pushed away from that path by the parental unit.
Okay. Well, yeah. That happens. But you know what? To me, I have a sense that you still do that every day anyway.
I do.
You know?
I have a clientele, and I do. It's a massage clientele, but I've realized that it's more of a counseling clientele.
Oh, I'm sure. Look, they don't come just for the physical. You know, you kind of, I bet you massage their hearts as well, so, and souls, and all of it, so.
Yes.
Okay. Do you ever notice that you truly pick up, like, flashes of things in that person's life going on?
Yeah. In the past couple of months, like you said, since Thanksgiving, that energy came in, and all of a sudden, boom, I'm picking up on everything.
Yes, ma'am. Now, from my own personal experience, thinking back to when I was 8 years old, it can overwhelm you. So, you know, I would encourage you to kind of start, if that's happening with you, just kind of, you'll develop your own technique to kind of block it or filter it or slow it down some so that it doesn't beat you up.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay, honey. Well, listen, do you have a specific question you wanted to kind of pin
down? I don't think so. I think
okay.
I'm looking for, I feel a lot of energy coming in.
Well,
and
yes, ma'am, it is.
And I feel that this is like a time for me to really kind of take a step beyond where I'm at and kind of find my purpose in life.
Well, you know what, honey? I would, it's almost like detaching just and somewhat floating in the moment. And I would say just pay attention to what you're drawn to and the things that are coming to you instead of things you're reaching, going after.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, yeah. That feels
it's all here, but it's all here for me to figure out.
Well, you know what? And I would say, enjoy that process. Make it fun, you know? And with that word that comes through, that there seems to be that there needs to be incorporated into your lifestyle more times just for you to do things that are fun and playful. And you don't have to spend a lot of money, like make it a point once a week to take you to a matinee movie or to the theater or something, you know, something like that. Or to some kind of, or take a new class, like a cooking class or an art class or something that, you understand, it's just to get you out there a little bit.
Yeah. Because I find with everything, I just want to stay solitary, especially with the weather. And plus, I'm not really into what's going on in the outside world, so I'm trying to get my peace on the inside and trying to get that balance, if that makes sense.
Yes, ma'am. Well, that's a perfect word for you, is the balance. So, but you know what? These are your guides coming in and not my guides. I can tell a difference. My guides talk to me in a southern accent, and yours do not. I think I have one from Appalachia. But anyway, they're wanting you, they're saying, you know, that once you recognize something, you just jump right in and take care of it. Once you target what an issue is, you know, you can put that in your rearview mirror. You just go ahead and get down to business.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, my dear, this has been delightful.
And you know, I want to say thank you for being in the shows. You coming in the chat room when I have the shows throughout the year. It always brings a smile to my face when I see you in the chat room and kind of participating in the show. It's really great. So I want to thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I enjoyed this very much. Thank you for calling in.
Me too. Thank you, guys.
Okay.
It's great meeting you both.
All right. Have a good day, honey.
Happy New Year. She's been there in a lot of the shows, and I appreciate that.
Yeah,
and
that's
I'm really
important.
Happy to have her call in. It is. Okay, the next caller we have is from Georgia, and it's Kathy. Hello, Kathy.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Kathy. Good, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Great. What part of Georgia?
Atlanta.
Oh, okay. I almost took a teaching job in the Cab School District at Stone Mountain Elementary years ago. But I was going to be making like $2,000 less annually than I made in South Carolina, and I couldn't take that big a pay cut.
Yes,
but I would budget 1 weekend a month in Atlanta. And it was 162.3 miles to get there. So, yes, ma'am. I used to love Atlanta.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, listen, you have a question for today?
What did you say? Did I have a question or a sin?
A question. Do you have a question?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Never mind. That's hilarious. Yes, I have a question. I'm looking for employment.
Okay.
Do you see any offers starting
well,
to
let
come
me
through?
Tell you, I do notice in every show we've ever done, there seems to be a theme. And I'll even, since 1987, 30-plus years, I noticed that I attract people with very similar issues or things they're concerned about in their lives as a group. And every person today has wanted to talk about, what have you done previously for work?
What field?
Yeah.
Accounting and finance.
Okay.
I'm at a controller director level.
Okay. Well, I have to give information to people. I knew when I was 11, 12 years old that it wasn't my place to pick and choose. You know what I mean? And if it came through, information came through, it was incumbent upon me to give it to the person.
Okay.
Now, what comes through for you specifically is that one thing that you would most enjoy, appreciate, jump up and down gleefully is when you get a situation that affords you the most autonomy, the most flexibility, a situation where you could, set your own schedule. Have you ever done anything this way? You're having to be at a location X hours a day, X days a week doesn't seem to any longer resonate with you. So it seems to more impede you like as a human being. You know, it seems to more taxing and tiring and exhausting for you to be in job situations like that. So,
no, I don't have a problem going to work and doing that.
Have you ever entertained the thought about of like being more freelance or starting your own company or doing your
I own a company is out just due to health insurance and stuff like that that won't work. It'll be too expensive
that's
on your
what
own.
You locked in that is the benefits and the
right.
things like that. Okay, I understand. Well, see, once again, what comes through to me is that you would have never been happier as you would be being more unencumbered with time constraints. And so anyway, tell you what, just pay attention to what comes your way. If you see a company that would like to, you know, work from home, I would pay close attention to that.
Right, that would be good. And on the contract side, that part gives me a little bit more flexibility because I could get contracts from 3 months on to like years at a time, and
yeah.
it's a little bit more
yeah.
flexible. The only
yeah.
thing is that it's such a risk when you come off a contract trying to get to the next contract. So, and
okay.
I'm not opposed to that.
Okay.
But I mean, I just, so do you see anything coming?
Well, see, as with that question, by the time we get into the first week of February, it's like I feel that they want me to use the verbiage, you're going to hit the ground running. So it would probably behoove you to the month of January, just kind of take it easy and don't frustrate and angst and worry and kind of be more proactive and with your positive thinking and, you know, visualizing you and your perfect job. You know, you have, speaking with you, you have a powerful mind that if you can catch yourself and kind of nip it in the bud from worrying and using that all that mind power in that direction to kind of promoting and seeing what you really want in a more positive way, that things will start making that shift, that turnaround for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Well, listen,
yeah,
I'm glad you
thanks,
called.
Jesse.
Good luck and Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Roy. Boy, now, for those of you in the queue, we hope to get through as many as we can. We most likely won't get to everybody, but stay in the queue, and again, we'll get to as many as we can. And then if we don't get to you again, be sure to go ahead and schedule with Roy.
And of course, they'd like to leave a number, name, and contact number. You know, we do that every
okay.
year as well.
Okay. And, yeah, because a lot of times you can get into so much more depth and tell people things that you can't say over the air. some of the
yeah,
time,
this
so.
Is true.
Yeah.
This is true.
Okay. The next caller that we have is Wendy from Sacramento.
Hi, thank you
Hello,
very
Wendy.
Much for taking my call.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi, nice to meet you.
You as well. Spent a little time in Sacramento. My best friend was the CEO, general manager at the Hyatt, your Hyatt Hotel in Sacramento.
Oh, very nice hotel.
Yes, it is. I went up and stayed like a week. Yeah, just had a really good time. So, and went down on your Riverwalk, the Old Town area. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
So do you have a question today, ma'am?
Oh, I do. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm very fortunate because although I'm 66, I've been directly hired by a major health insurance company, Centene HealthNet. They've had issues with their computers, and also they've been trying to get a special headset for me with my hearing disability.
Okay.
And my supervisor, Clayton, told me that he didn't really have a spot for me on his team, and he was going to ask Peggy if I could go to her team. In my opinion, this would be a great match, so I'm hoping this happens. They've also talked about possibly retraining me because things have been delayed for me here. So my major concern is, will I hang on to this job for at least 2 years? And are they going to give me DePeggy's team and when?
Okay. Well, that's actually two questions. Let me address the first one. Will you hang on to that job for 2 years? Within a 9-10 month period, so that means by September, October, it comes through that there's energy for some type of promotion or expansion of some type with your job or job description. So that's a good thing. I see you maintaining steady employment with that same company.
Okay.
So this is a good thing. My sense is your job security is the last thing you really need to worry about.
Okay. So I'm going to be with the company, but they're going to give me a promotion in about 10 months?
Well, there's energy for that to happen, meaning you could be offered something but might not want to take it. So you'll be the person in control of what happens when we get to that point in time.
Okay. But
so it's a good thing.
Yes, that does sound good. So I'm solidly with the company for at least a few years then?
Well, you know, I'm thinking I don't see anything to the contrary. But see, the wild card here is your own human free will choice. You might get headhunted and elect to go somewhere else or do something else.
But I'm the one that's in control of when I leave.
Yes, ma'am. That's the way this comes through. So that's a very good. The way this resonates is, it will be entirely up to you any shifts and changes that happen down the road. So that's, once again, that's a very good spot to be in.
Yes, it is. I agree with you.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
One thing, this is, I knew when I was 11 or 12 years old that if something comes through really strongly, you know, or if information comes in, I need to give it to the person. Have you shifted your diet recently?
No, I've been thinking that I really ought to, though, for health reasons. As far as I know, I'm very healthy.
With that, do you eat, like, beef?
Yes, cheeseburgers, things like that.
Well, honey, listen. Let that be one of the last things that you don't eat. You have one of those vibrations that you need to eat meat, honey. You could never make it as a vegetarian or vegan for sure. So,
right.
So you're doing okay with your cheeseburgers. The carbohydrates, maybe take a look at those.
Yeah, a lot of potatoes.
Yeah. Well, you know, but see, I don't get anything being way out of line with you. It's just, you know, subtle, you know, you'd notice subtle benefits from, like, different carbohydrates. And see, I know all about that because when I was a baby, my first word was carbohydrate. So.
Oh, my goodness. That's very endearing.
So, yes. Well, listen, I'm glad you called. Thank you very much.
Okay. And when did you see me going to Peggy's team, am I going to Peggy's team?
There's no clarity with that.
Okay.
So you'll just
go. All right. Well, I think you gave me good news.
Well, I do too. So, well, listen,
right.
Thank you for calling. Enjoy your day. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. God bless.
Okay, Robert. Hello.
Hello, Roy. Sorry about that. I just wanted to let everybody know that this is the next call is going to be the last one. And then you said that if they want to call and leave their number at our office number, that you can call them and answer the question? Okay.
Yeah, this is true. 843-808-0777.
Okay. So, great. Yeah, so folks, just call, leave your name and the number that you're calling from, and we'll go back to you and answer the question. Just be sure to indicate that you listened to him on the show. Okay, Roy, the last call, we're going to go back to Georgia, and it's Keisha. Hello, Keisha.
Hello. Hi, Robert and Roy. How y'all doing?
I'm okay. I could be better if I were twins. Now, that's just a fact, so.
Oh, don't curse me. You cursing me. Okay.
What part of Georgia are you in, Keisha?
I'm by Atlanta also.
Oh, okay. I love me some Atlanta, really.
Yeah.
You ever go to Varsity?
No, I'm actually new to the area, so I don't know much about.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Honey, well, listen, there's a Varsity about, you can, like, throw a rock and hit a Varsity around Atlanta. So check that out sometime.
Okay, definitely. Okay. All right, I got about a couple of opportunities.
Honey, are you in a relationship right now?
It's okay, if you can say it's a relationship, it's strictly on another level. It's spiritual. It's in my dream world. And I can't shake it for the life of me. Yeah.
Okay, honey. Well, I'm not clear if that was a yes or a no.
I know. I don't even know what to tell you. I would say no, but then everybody I talk to say you're in a relationship.
There is one right around the corner. If you're not in it now, I'm thinking by Valentine's Day.
Oh.
There's somebody. Yeah.
Okay.
So kind of pay attention to that. Have you been in the last, I'm going to say month, the month of December, you couldn't put your finger on it, but you've been having these feelings of anticipation, like kind of excited, but nothing right there to legitimize those feelings?
Yes, sir.
Well, honey, that's what I'm talking about. You have been feeling this guy kind of coming down the highway, so.
Yes, I do. I do, so.
You know? Yeah.
Yes.
When you meet him, you say, all right, look, we're Roy, we're coming back to you, and if you don't be good to me, I'm going to call him up.
Uh-huh.
And he's going to be on your head.
I know.
So he's got a chicken with your name on it.
Oh, I know. And a pair of twins, right? Yeah.
There you go. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Honey, what do you do for work?
Well, that's why I'm calling, because I have about three different opportunities I want to get into for next year, and they're going to cost me money to get into. And I was wondering, do you see me getting into some type of a job? It don't have to be like 6 months. Maybe a month or two
is all I need.
And I could just get...
Opportunities, are they? They're not in the same, like, kind of same.
No, they're going in.
Well, see, this is where you need to.
And they're going in different directions.
To what you really want to do, not what you've done before or can do, or you're taking a pinch. It's what do you really want to do? Because you have an energy that when you're doing what you want to do. It's like
it's
everything just falls into place. The money falls into place. The right places, the right people around you fall into place. Everything's good. But when you're doing something that you just really don't enjoy doing, honey, it's like, you know, crawling uphill. So you have an energy to me that you need something, a job that's kind of fun and play. You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm, I know exactly. But
and
that would be the third. Then that would be the third one.
See, where you get to interact with people. You emanate a vibration that people find you delightful. Have you noticed that?
All the time.
See there, honey? You you could develop a whole business off of your personality alone. No joke.
I know. I just don't have the, I don't know, what's the cliche? Is that, what is it? I had to get something, a brand, and you know, to go along with it. It can't be my personality. I'd have to have something else. Yeah.
Well,
so
you know what?
Buy my personality, but you know.
Yeah.
You know,
so. Well, see that kind of like that's like the hook to get you into the right situations.
Right.
So, you know, mm-hmm. I'm not. I have to tell you this. I'm not worried about you getting something that you really enjoy, though. But if you'll just go ahead and just don't do something like jump in because you feel like you have to, just wait
mm-hmm.
till you get that feeling where, you know what, I like this. I'm going to really enjoy this. That's the one to take.
Okay.
All right. Well, listen, Happy
right.
New Year. I'm glad you called. Honey, I hope this will be the best one you've ever had.
I hope so, too.
All right,
honey.
We'll see.
All right, God bless.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Tisa.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Well, this was a very fast show that went by in a hurry.
It sure did. Again, everyone, if you didn't get a chance to take your call, Roy indicated that he'll be happy to answer your question. Just call the office number at 843-808-0777 and leave your name and call back number, and they'll be happy to return your call and answer your question.
Yeah.
Okay,
all right,
great.
Robert, Happy
well,
New Year to you,
thank
sir.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you. And bye, everyone, bye-bye. We'll see you in 2018.
Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Be sure to visit our website at www.biteradio.me. That's biteradio.me. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at Bite Radio Me, and our shows are also available as a free podcast from iTunes. And until we meet again, remember to be a bright light by bringing inspiration to your world and to the lives of those you touch.